Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God from Matthew 2 we heard just a moment ago. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. This is God's word. This time of year is filled with many happy memories for many people. It's also the exact opposite for a good many people. Times like holidays, which are meant to be filled with joy and celebration, can be a time of anguish and great suffering. I remember, I guess it would have been Christmas 1991. Someone had the great idea that I should play the saxophone along with the organ on Silent Night for the closing hymn of the Christmas Eve service. It was not a good idea. I think Don was playing the organ that night, as he will be playing it again this year on Christmas Eve. And the reason it wasn't a good idea, it wasn't because I didn't know how to play the saxophone, although I wouldn't say I was very good at it. It was the first Christmas since my grandpa had passed away. And I had tied up so many memories of my grandpa with Christmas here at our Redeemer that I remember it was the wettest saxophone performance ever, because I was literally crying during the entire thing. I don't know if anyone knew that up in the choir loft. It was a Christmas, now that I remember, not because of joy, but because of sorrow. Another example pertaining to one of my grandparents. Christmas 1995, I was a senior in high school, and you know, we had all these traditions we would do on Christmas, getting together with my Grandpa Roosh on Christmas Eve, and then the Binger side of the family on Christmas Day. My Grandpa Binger had been gone for a few years now. But that year, my Grandma Binger had had a stroke. And she was at St. Vincent Hospital in Green Bay on Christmas Day. So we did church on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. We spent it in the hospital. We ate Christmas dinner in the cafeteria of St. Vincent Hospital. I remember at the time, being 18, I mean, definitely I felt for my grandma. I was like, this is kind of a crummy Christmas in the hospital. Not quite what we're used to. Again, what stands out is the sorrow instead of the joy of what should be celebrated. And you wonder for how many, now those are two very, very simple examples. They're not any, I mean, lots of people have lost loved ones. People will carry all kinds of sorrow with them on Christmas. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem, you can contrast the joy of the Magi, the wise men who came from the east to worship Jesus, with the sorrow and the anguish and the hurt of Herod. Because Herod didn't hail Jesus as one born to be a savior. He saw Jesus as a rival. He saw Jesus as someone who would try to stake a claim to what he felt was rightly his. Never mind the whole thing about being son of David, descended from a line of kings as Jesus was. Herod felt that throne was his. And anyone who was born being called king of the Jews, he would be a threat. Sadly, Herod allowed the sorrow of his circumstance to get in the way of Christmas joy. Isn't that so much of what our life in this world is? Sorrow and joy struggling with one another, with one trying to get the upper hand. Aren't we continually going back and forth between moments of joy and sorrow? Call it sin and righteousness, right? That fight at war within us. to capture our hearts, which will it be this Christmas? Learn from the Magi, because they get it right. When they saw the star, it says, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. Could be said on that day, the star preached a sermon without saying a word. What was the sermon that the star preached? Well, what is the job of every single sermon? It is to point the people to Jesus. And without saying a word, the star did just that for the Magi. They saw the star. They rejoiced exceedingly with great joy, and going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshiped him. They were pointed to Jesus, and they could do nothing else but worship him and give him their gifts. And that right there is the heart of what Christmas is and what Christmas joy is meant to be, that you see Jesus, the one who comes to be your Savior. And for all of us, that's really what every Christmas needs to be about, because it's what the Christian faith is about. That we see Jesus, the one who comes to be our Savior. Because when you find a Jesus who is your Savior, there is no shortage of reasons to be filled with joy. You are filled with exceedingly great joy, as Matthew describes the wise men on this occasion. The star pointed them to the house where the child was with Mary, and they fell down and worshiped him. There in Bethlehem, little Bethlehem Ephrathah, too little to be among the clans of Judah, and yet there the star revealed the salvation of the world. No matter how small your circumstance, no matter how great your sorrow, the star still points you to Jesus Christ. Or to put it more appropriately, the Word points you to Jesus Christ and shows you the one who comes to give you great and exceeding joy. Joy that replaces all your sorrow. So much of what happens this time of year is manufactured joy. You all do realize that, right? I love some of the quirks and traditions and trappings of Christmas as much as anyone. Lights and cookies, Christmas dinners, being with family around the tree, lighting candles to sing Silent Night. But the true source of joy is that Christ the child has come to be your Savior. And that is where your joy, true joy, great and exceeding joy, as Matthew describes, that's where it will be found. In the one who comes to be your Savior from sin, the one who is named Jesus because he will save his people from their sins, the one who is Emmanuel, God with us, to give us great joy. There's a reason we sing Joy to the World the Lord has come. Because the Lord has indeed come as a Savior, born of a virgin in Bethlehem, growing as a babe, as a child, as a teen, as a young adult, as a man, to be a Savior who goes to a cross, all for your joy. All to give you the joy the world can't offer, that the world can't manufacture, that you can't buy on Black Friday or in a clearance aisle at Walmart. Not the kind of joy you get in a pretty little decorative tin wrapped in a ribbon. Not the kind of joy that has a big bow on it under your tree. But the joy that comes from having been redeemed and loved by your God. That's the joy Herod missed. That's the joy that too many will miss this year. That's the joy, God grant, that we never miss, and that we always point others toward. Christ has come to be our Savior. Oh, what joy this night and always. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.